Pharaoh. Er kommt zu Pharaoh, kam das Eis, wie passt der Juda, kam das nach Wag, kam da ein Kaufen, kam da gut. Das ist der Schmuck. How did he get it? He had no choice to get that way. Bei Schmuck. The Rabbi Yehuda is a kofin, but the contrast is over here. A kofin kofin. The key of our Rab is no contrast over here. The contrast must be over here. So you must say the Rab kofin. Comes out a kofin. Comes out good. That's the way Shmuel said. How do you get it? You have no choice to get that way. Bei Shmuel. The Rabbi Yehuda is a kofin, but the contrast is over here. A kofin kofin. The key of our Rab is no contrast over here. The contrast must be over here. So you must say the Rab kofin. No, that's the Chazal. That's crazy. How do you make your statement? It's a shmul. What's the matter with your shmul? How can you make your crazy statement? There's no logic behind it. If the key of our Rab must hold kofin, must. This is a behavior case that Rav Yehuda should argue on this point. That's why the Chazal said it's nuts. That's back to the point. What base of saying kofin? If he says kofin for sure, why do you have no mocker to say that he was agreed? So the Chazal should be drawn. So where's the contract? Pull out a closest out of a sleeve in a big composite. Pull out a sleeve and it's a magical trick. Master trick is named a mayor. What did a mayor say in the mission? What did a mayor say? Thou cool, I'm a mayor. Apa pisha hisni ma yakoli he's off to Tomar. Sui is getting called a cabel. But ain't action, ain't he called a cabel. Oh. Today, coping, even though the other still coping, but when it comes to the play coping, it ain't. Then look, this contract, this is the one and only contract. According to Chiyah Barav, where's the contract? I should add over here, I guess that's my point. The Zehu, I'm Igud, Igud is what?
Contract.
Right? The Chiyah Barav. Okay? This is the Nigud for the Chiyah Barav. This is the Nigud. He's the Meshmul's wrong. This is, that's the Nigud somewhere. We have three possible columns for the Negroes, for the contrast. First column, second column, fourth column. We have three possible contrasts. One contrast here, what are you doing? A second contrast would be here, according to the first day of the ride. He doesn't like the Kovish school. The third contrast is here, according to the King of Arad. Well, the fact that you got everybody, he's the only one who realized that this is the best way to handle it, don't tell the Mishmul. What about... It's worse than Noldu. By Noldu, right? You know how beautiful today. Everybody knows we're here. That's all. That's all because. Because why? The Promised Land doesn't exist. That's so bad. If she fooled him, then presumably it would be called for this kind of case as well. He fooled her, rather. It would be called for even in that case. It's impossible.
Because when you should explain you.
He fooled her, then I believe, this is for sure true. I believe it's true as well. Oh, I'm not alive. Now comes the good stuff. A summary of what we spoke about just 2 days ago. That is, can we do better? Can we do better than COVID? What could be better than COVID? What could possibly be better? What could be better? Oh, what'd you say? Rabbi, I need a megaphone. That's the question. Rabbi, I need a megaphone. So to summarize the Kitzur Nimrus, what we said, this is the first part of it, and I'll give you the course later. This is the chart purposes. I'll put it. For chart purposes, what I was doing, I will quote you the last thing we spoke about on Kitzur Shir. We may have been already spaced out by that, but we have to walk. We call it a typical the Eben Yikara, which I found in the Osher Apostle. The Eben Yikara says, the Valus, the Eben Yikara, oh, I didn't get it. Evan Yikara, I'll tell you what I'll do. Let's talk around the issue before we get to the Evan Yikara, because I don't know if I'm going to get it. The case was where Moshe had a case, it's called Kappa, but Moshe had a case where the man couldn't have beard, ever. And it was a pre-existing condition, he never told her, and now he doesn't want to give her a get, she's $1 million. And she said he wants, she says, a megastop. Rabbi, a megastop. Rabbi Feinstein, he's giving a megastop. He says, yeah, I grant you a megastop. How can that be? So Moshe has a whole series of arguments and reasoning to try to establish this point of view. Not this. Let's get to the home. He said like this. Let me finish the chart first, okay? I'll finish the chart. I'm going to do the chart first, and then we will be able to get every back out of the rush. 1 second. Give me a second. Oh. 1 second. I'll just write it for kids. Like this. This is okay. I'll have to copy that over in your own handwriting if you want to.
Who is it? The Eshel?
I call it the Eshel. The embodiment. That it says in the Mishnah, Bein Shayu Kona Shenisu, Bein Nodu Abba Shenisu. So why the word Nisu in there? We never paid attention to that. See, the whole discussion is it happened when after the Erisin. But if it happened before the Erisin, then why the Bein Shenisu? Yeah. That's why I don't have to fun. I can't give you a definitive answer. So I'll write down as follows. I'll call fun in. reason I can't, because he's talking about the second mission. That's why I don't have it in front of me. I'm not sure if he said it about the first case.
She knew about it. That's crazy.
who we saw at a base Halevi, Rav Yoshe Ben Briska, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who says that this issue depends upon how you interpret the Gemara in Yevamis, Rabbi Kama, that Kuf Yud, quoted in part by Tosis and Ksubas, that Mem Zayin, which we learned at the beginning of this month. What's the case? Brother Prince Charming, whom she marries, tall, dark, strong, handsome, rich. What do we call the other brother? Pretender Klutz, who is short, light, ugly, fat, weak, and poor. I got all the exactly stupid. Whatever. I can't remember. My negatives are tough to remember. So every chassar imaginable. He's the brother, Rebuka Shvin. So she married the Prince Charming, and she may get stuck with the you know what. So there's a question. She would never have married him. So wait a minute. Let's say that the Kedushin Betos. We discussed by Rechus 2 months ago. High Kedushin thing. It's unilateral. Why is it unilateral? Because he doesn't care what she said. The whole discussion. Mar says no. Pablo Mesa, Pablo the Mesa Babu. How do you know that she doesn't want the book of shit? Maybe it's post facto. Looks better than nothing. Better than nothing. Huh? So what does it mean? It must have been Isha Bakaldo Nikol. What does it mean, Bakaldo? So the Rashi says that it's a question what Rashi meant. Rashi means Kaldo means Prince Charming. Kaldo you call him. He's a 10. The answer is, yeah, but his brother's a 1. So, Tam, his brother 1, it's Paul's Kaldu. Oh no! Chas v'shalom. Paul's guy, Kaldu, this guy is a Gemet! Who is the Kaldu? The Buka Shin is the Kaldu.
That's basically.
Wow. The Buka Shin is the Kaldu. That's the question, what the words mean. So, it seems to be a machlok between Rashi and within Rashi, what it means. Okay, so Levi, I believe, is the one who suggests that the Kaldu refers to the Buka Shvin. No, Fakir. To the Prince Charming. And the Maram said it refers to the Buka Shvin, and he said a Mumur is even less than the Kaldu. That's the Maram. Maram even less than the Kaldu.
The first one was basically Farashi said it was the
Alei, he said like this. The one whose brother's Buka Shvin is a Kaldu. Buka Shvin is not even a Kaldu according to Beis Halev. Nobody. The Mela comes out, if he's not even a Kaldu, then if you marry Buka Shvin not knowing he has Shvin, it's a Kiddush Shittos. According to the Maram, though, the Buka Shvin is a Kaldu as opposed to a Mumma. Then the Beis Halev says, then I have no Raya. I have no Raya that in fact, if he's a nobody, I have no Raya that could exist a sub-Kaldu. In other words, if, listen carefully, in terms of movement, according to the base lady, Tana Rashi, so a Buka Shvin is sub-Kaldu. Brother's Kaldu. According to the Maram, no, the Buka Shvin is a Kaldu. Only a Mumur is a sub-Kaldu. He points out. The question that becomes, do I have any right, according to the Maram, to say that if someone has a bad moon, hides it from the wife, then he's a sub-Kaldu. No mocha for it. According to Rashi, he's a mocha. Buka Shvin is a sub-Kaldu. According to the Maram's crowd, no, Buka Shvin is a Kaldu. He should be Kaldu Nikolu. So then, short of a mover, which is a priest, whatever, a minister, there's no sub-Kaldu into the moon. There's no right. I don't know. This is all right. I still think it's true. We see clearly that women don't want to marry some Buka Shvin. And he says so without a Raya Barura. One second. But most of it is no Adra. What do you mean no Raya Barura? My character. More women would want to marry. Say it clearly now. More women would want to marry. We had a statistics class on Tuesday. More women would want to marry Prince Charmings with Pretender Klutz brothers than would want to marry what? Mukesh. Pretender Klutz, yeah? Don't want to marry Muka Shvin. So in the first case, We say that the marriage is no marriage, Kavachoma in the second case. Kavachoma Mukhrab, says Ramosh. And we said we thought Lanias Datenu, Ramosh was incorrect. Why? Because when it comes to the brother situation, there's another option. The Beis HaLevi says which Ramosh likes. Namely, that there should be a conditional marriage. A conditional marriage. In the case where there's a brother, the condition, the original marriage is conditional. I love the guy, sure love him. But I have another option. I'll love him, I'll marry him, and everything like that. But if he dies, there's no children, I'm going to have the marriage be considered invalid from the very beginning. He don't care, he's in the grave. Never. He hasn't married yet, mind you. But he'll be hot, so he'll be in the grave. He wouldn't mind. But that kind of option doesn't exist when it's a one-on-one, not a two-on-one. Me, my husband, and my brother-in-law. The one-on-one being and my husband, and Lukashin, then that option doesn't exist. So the fact that statistically the Ramosh is right doesn't carry the day. It's not really a proper proof, we thought.
What would the option be?
Conditional marriage. Conditional marriage. Hold on. One second. So I'm going to end now with this one more nakuda. And that is, Rabosai, the Ramosh says the new category of Mukh. More than long nose, more than Lukashkin, and that is idleness or its equivalent. Idleness, according to one day in the Machaber, two days in Tosis and on Iron Bays, if a man marries a girl, she cannot be an idleness, no get required. He walks free because it's the Kedusha Tov. Here's a punchline of Ramosh. Even the other day, which is the Rabbi, the time quoted by the Lukashkin, the Machaber Bays, one day in the Machaber, men dollars, $2, would agree in the equivalent case of an ain lo kvura special by a man. The man would marry the woman even if she turned out to be an idol. It's a big deal. What can he always do? No. What, besides that, what can he always do? He can divorce her. He can always divorce her. Even today, he can have to marry her brother. Look, she's not right. She hid the fact she's an idol. But the woman, who if she gets into this marriage, has no way of getting out, and even the ones who say by an analyst you require again, which is by the equivalent of analysts, that you would not require again. That explains why. Even though we pass them like Rava, if she has a mum which is fooled by, you require again the suffix. But if he has an equivalent mum, even a plain mum Ramosh can supply her, he's a shaita of the next of Ramosh. So then we would say no get is required, because it's a straight case of Kiddush HaTov. Rabbi said, we did not have everything, we just have the main point. That the schedule is, we have the chinas Sunday morning. Shia, and wait a minute. Shia may end up being earlier on Sunday. Just realize this. If Imtim Saloma, that the gays are removed, and therefore we are going to the tradition to be marching, and Imtim Saloma, that the time we have to be there is earlier than we have to leave it before 1 o'clock, then we may start Shia earlier. Now, the Mar Makovas, I never gave you for Monday Shia, correct?
Correct.
Sunday Shia. Let me give it to you right now. I'll give it to you about 10 hours. Please. I know. It's always 2 hours late. I know that. Let me tell you what we're starting. Please. I invade. Look carefully. Mishnah. Okay, I've already brought it down. Please. Write it down to the Mara Thomas. It'll be addition to this Mara Thomas next week. Sunday may be one of the most controversial
shiur
of the entire year.
Can you say
Roy? No, I can say Roy. Maybe one of the real. I may not allow faith. I'm allowed to use that. Thank you so much for every day for your good health. Okay, here's the. I want to discuss Simon Vav Sibbeis. Yesh Nagin. Lahamtin Lavarach on the Tila Sidayim Ad Bol the Beis Knesset Umasadrim also of Shar Abram Ubenei Svar Lo Nog Ufe. Okay, that is not their meaning. Also, Pelle Lavarach Beis Pa'amim. Shouldn't say Tila Sidayim twice. Alright. So what do you do? What's his idea of the Tila Sidayim? What's his story? How can you make on the Tila Sidayim so much later? It doesn't make any sense. When should you make the bracha? Like any other mitzvah, we made it ideally over last year. So we can't make it over last year because the hands are dirty. So the minhag that came by Netilas Adayim, we know it from washing from Suda, basically brought by Tzvila and everything, by Ger. You make the bracha right after you finish washing. But not 20 minutes later. You come to shul 10 minutes later, it's much too late. It's very difficult to rely on the sheet of this man, especially when I'm inside of the brachos anyway. You don't start Masha Yotzeh, Brachot the Torah, and the Tayyid of Shama. No one says that in most shuls. You start Masha Yonasa, Masef Rizina. So what's right? You have to make a Tiyas of Dayan later. So this leads to a very major problem, which is exactly what is the Iker of Oros over here? What is the Iker of the Tiyas of Dayan? Let's say a person gets a... I know you'll laugh at me. But let's say what happened once in your life, you get up early in the morning to learn. All right? And you get up, 6 o'clock in the morning, and davening is 9 o'clock in the morning. So from 6 to 9 you're going to learn, then you're going to go to shul at 9. So when do you wash and make all this at 9? You maybe go to the bathroom again at 9 o'clock before you go. So when do you wash? Is the equal washing 6? The equal washing is 9. What should it depend upon? What would you say about that? No. Probably the Rosh and the Rajba. According to the Rosh, to the Chayyam says, according to the Rosh, why don't you just walk this slide behind you? No problem, I slide all in behind you. No, right behind. Just plenty of room. Like behind the goal, right? No problem. So, sorry. So, if the rush is right, the pastor should make the bracha on the tefillah tzedayim right before davening. Because that's what he says. The whole idea of the tefillah tzedayim is for davening. As a matter of fact, the rush passing, you make it by mincha too, after the Vilna Golan Shiva. What's the difference? Shachris, mincha, mayer. 3 times a day you wash with the bracha on the tefillah tzedayim. But we don't pass like that. Grow. In the Bible, almost no one knows to make a bracha there. For mincha. Could be, yeah. Right. No, the Chavos of the Farish, the very next place, he says, the whole idea of the Tefillah Tzedayim is for what? It's for Krishma Tefillah, not Birch Brachos the Chakras, not anything else. It's only made for Krishma Tefillah, not for the Gemara Brachos. No, just Krishma. So that's the question. Rabbi Osad. So according to the you're in a quandary. According to the Rajva, you have to make the Bracha right away. According to the Rosh, you have to make the bracha later on. So what do you do? It's a big problem. You think about Chlokos, I mean, Achron, the Chayot says to make it later, and the Orchon says to make it earlier, and he says, he's just about the other guy to bracha levatala. You know how it is, because you can't win. So that's a problem, those who make up early. Baruch Hashem, the most palmitavi, that's not really a problem. But Lemaisa, there is a problem. Because let's see, what about getting dressed? What do you do in the practice? What do you do in the morning? What do you do? So you have three issues over here. With the Ruach Ruach, you shouldn't even touch your body organs, your orifices, before washing your hands 3 times. So we're going to make a bracha then. But most of us, we make a bracha, then we're going to dirty our hands all over again after that, right? Because we're not dressed yet, and this and that. Especially those who are makbid to wash by the bed, but they haven't even gone to the bathroom yet. So, I mean, you already washed, you already your yoke to them. Try to make a bracha on your next washing. It should be brachash bracha levatala. There's no one near the original washing. It's a serious problem. I have a suggestion, which humbly I will make to you. I don't know if you're interested in following it, which runs as follows. The 3 times reported in Shulchan Aruch in the Dalit, the Ruach Ra, the Mechaber has a shayla like this, that in Shikshet Yodo, the Gimel Memos Mechulafin, it's a question whether the Ruach Ra disappears or not. That being the case, if you don't need a kli, you don't have to have all the lachas of the washing for a meal to get rid of the ruach ra. You go, you put your hand in 3 different basins of water, it should work. What I tell people to do, therefore, is when they wake up in the morning, to go to the sink. Again, for those who are not doing it for some of the tasks, that's already bizarre, as we mentioned in the Siman Aleph. Go to the sink, and instead of using the cup, just put the faucet on, and put the water on, and put your hands under the sink 3 times. Alternatively, one after the other. And that way, you are eliminating the Ruach for all the Pashtuns. But you are not being Yotze, the Iker Din, of the Tefillah Tzedayim, according to the other Pashtun, who require, similar to the Chatzilah, they require a Netila from a Kli. The Pashtun, of course, is not really a Kli. And as a result, later on, after you get dressed, and you've got your hands dirty with your body and with your shoes, and then it keeps dirty, and you finally finish getting dressed, and now you're ready to go to shul, most Talmidim, there's very little lack gap between the time they put on their shoes and the time they get the shoes. They're just running and running. So after they do that, you wash with a cup. You don't need to be tired anymore. You can wash it before, according to the Rosh and the Rashba. Should be enough to wash one time with a cup, and then, boom, you stay on the Tilsa Dime right then and there. That seems to be a way of avoiding some of the problems of Shash Brochel of Atol. Yes, between. Well, according to the Rosh, you made a Brochel of Atol of Atol. Because the first Brochel, the first washing, was not the washing which is related to the Shachos. You got your urine dirty in between. Not have to be dirty. More than a rush, you're washing into the brush because you're preparing to get your clean for davening. If you know you're going to dirty them 5 minutes later, then it's too early. I have to make a brush at the end, according to the Rosh Hashanah, it's too late. So, according to the Rosh, etc. So, and this idea of the side unit doesn't apply to this one. Even the Machabas in Beis Yosef has a hard time with this. That's what I suggested. Okay. Simeon Vav, huh? The Ruach Roy. I don't want to go against the Ruach. I'm scared of this Ruach. Now, even though it's the post we have to apply nowadays, I don't want to cut up with the Ruach Roy. Okay. Now, Elatay Neshama is an important Baruch. It does not start with the word Baruch. Why? Because the Baruch HaSel Do. That's the Mechav is Lashem, based on the post. Others say it's because of it's a Smucha Lechavrta. Of what? Of Asher Yotza. That's why many of the Mishnah suggest that you make Asher Yotza and follow immediately with the Latina Shabbat against most Siddurim. Most Siddurim have Birchas and Torah in between. But I recommend, as the Mishnah Brewer says, to make the say the Asher Yotza first and then say the Birchas and Torah. Then I'll feel the Zion, Asher Yotza, Latina Shama, and Birchas and Torah. Those are the basics. You can't move without those basics. That you have to say every morning. If you rush, say on the way to Shul. You don't have to say a Baruch on the way to Shul. That's like a Zul say, Baruch, while you're doing other things, says the Tosk. But just walking, walking, can they say that there's a certain president that couldn't two government walk at the same time? But, Atam is smarter than me. So, if they walk and they say a Baruch, they don't want to concentrating. Because once they get to Shul, they have to quickly wrap, So, they don't have time to say a Baruch, then they can say on the way to Shul. Okay. Fine. Asher Yotza is decided all day, it's not just in the morning. And whenever you go to the bathroom, to wash your hands and say this brach. All right. We're now moving to Simon Chafei. This is filling. The Chavis says, a person puts on the filling after he puts on the talis, Malam Bakodesh. And if you will have a talis and filling the same bed, you put the talis on top and the filling further in. You don't want to get into the problem in the wrong order. If you have the bumper to fill in first, you must put them on first with Ein Ma'avirin Al Hamitzvah, which is more important than the idea of Malam Bakodesh. Okay. There's a custom which is found over here to come to Shul with its filling on, based upon the Zohar. So, different customs again, and the Bakhtin, they're more makbar on it. In Eretz Yisrael, they probably walk in the streets with this filling on. Okay? If he has to fill in the base up, and the comments fill in the shoe. I mean, come on, it's our country, we do whatever we want. In America, you don't find that to work. What you do find is people put on the film in the back, downstairs of the shoe, in the back of the shoe, anywhere that you're able to walk in with this film. Okay, I don't understand. People are so mocked on these things, split box, I don't understand it. But it is called a Shulchan Aruch. I don't think it was originally a minig in before the wave of the presence, incorporates all Minhagim to places where they had not been incorporated before. Okay, leave it at that. Tefillin have to be on you, which has Kriya Shema Tefillah, which means ideally Tefillin should be all day. Tefillin should be the whole day. What kind of business? But nowadays, you no longer wear Tefillin all day. And the reason for this is that we're not experts in Zulfnaki, Machshav, and Nakiya. We'll see later that you have to have when you're wearing Tefillin. It's for this reason that we don't wear Tefillin unless we absolutely have to. Yochel Shulchan explains why women don't wear tefillin, so they're not absolutely required. Why Tana don't wear tefillin until by mitzvah, because they're not absolutely required. And that's why we don't wear tefillin all day, because they're not absolutely required. Because we only wear it for the Krishna too. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, it depends on how much rega they're on. Some who's only this row, I don't need to mention any names, who wear tefillin all day, We go to Nola Golan Tefillin all day. All right, we have Latter-day Golan, we wear Tefillin all day. I don't recommend if any of you. We're not ready yet. One day maybe. But for the moment, we take it off right after davening. Have a seder for a few minutes afterwards. No. If a bris mila, there's a minute we keep it filling on for a bris mila. Take a while after davening also. That's all right. But beyond that, we really shouldn't. Okay. Shemarach was that kavana when you put on filling. That's what's involved. Yichud shmal, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Many say a hidden in the cavern, or some call it of a shavir, but depends where you come from. And it's printed in the siddur before you put on tefillin. Some say it, some think it, some the case may be. Okay. The mechaber passes the fair is the mechaber. Only one bracha for both tefillin. Rashi, the Rambam, the Megoniach tefillin, and that's it. Says the Ramah, famous Ramah, which you all know. You make an al rosh, al mitzvah tefillin. That's the meaning of B'nai Ashkenaz. But the big shaila, after all, maybe the Rambam and Rashi and the Mechaber are right, the custom evolved to say what? Baruch Hashem. When you say Baruch Hashem, Mr. Brewer Paskin, after you've completely affixed the tefillin shel rosh in their proper place. He said before that it's a chashash of a bracha levatola. Not because it's an extra bracha, because you spoke between the bracha and the mitzvah. So you should make it over last the altar. But the tefillin you make as you're about to pull, should be on your arm already. You're about to just pull to tighten it to make one of your tefillin, tighten it, and then you put around, it's a question how much you put, 3 sheets, nothing, with nothing to keep it in place, all the 7 or 8 around the forearm, which is the most close you can have, and some say you have to even include the ones around the fingers. We follow the centrist, so. We follow the middle view that that's the minute you throw. And the shorosh, when you put on, you put the tefillin like right near your head, and just about to put it on and tighten it, take it off the mitzvah, and you pull it in place, and after it's completely in place, you say Baruch Hashem. Yeah, I use a mirror. I know it's a controversial thing. Some say I'm very much against mirrors, some are for mirrors. I'm not such a big talent what can I do? I look in the mirror and I brush my teeth also, I shave, but that's not really appropriate. So, I mean, the big tzaddikim, they were gay, they never looked in the mirror. And the other time, they were very much against looking in the mirror for this too. What's this? So, why we should die? But for those of us, I don't know, I can't speak for you, but for those of us who other times look in the mirror, so I would say that it's a good idea to look in one, maybe it's willing to test. Yes, no? It's the famous passage. If it's a suffix, you shouldn't say it at all. If it's a madness, why say it? Whatever other reason they give, it's too straight terror. But the real reason is what I told you. It's clear and it's all... Okay. Yes. I don't know. That's a big question. Once you put it on, even though you haven't pulled tight on the ritzuas, you might still be open. That's why I'm afraid to make the bracha once it's already on. So I like to sort of make it just, you know, for it's perfect. Yeah. Then you put it on, it could be in the right place.
Well,
you put it purposely for the side. You put it sort of like a little bit on top, and then you go and make the bra. That's what I would recommend. Yes, Dobbins. I use the mirror first. That's what I do. Take a second, I don't know, I've got to look in the mirror forever. Mom? Yeah, I want to have a
problem.
You don't have a mirror, they don't have not market. Okay, if you don't have a mirror, do the follow. Very simple. Put your hand over here, your finger by the bridge of your nose, and go up. And if you bump it to the film, it's all right. You miss. Bump to the right. You miss entirely, and then it's no good. The passion don't be perfectly centered. You only hit something when you go up here. It's bothered by it. Probably should be good. I told him, Malachi, I'm sorry. Can't speak between the Shalyad and the Shalrosh. Special chumrah. Called the most Rishon. It's not just a speaking between a brach and a mitzvah. It's the worst. It's the worst special. It's calls on the Ocha, and the Gemara says, and Sota. First, you should be very careful not to speak for anything. Not Geshmei Rabbah, not Kedusha, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Yeah. According to us, if a person did speak, according to the Maccabi, he'd say another bracha of our mitzvahs on the film. According to us, we say both again all over again. That's just don't speak and that's all. Finish. Yeah. Right, even if you don't call out of breath, which is vinegar ramah, you would still, not ramah, vinegar mishkeh brewer, excuse me, you would still should not speak between shalyan and shorosh. Those who put on kilometer at a time also should not speak between shalyan and shorosh. One of the most rishonim, not new to breath, the halacha, you know, for also yet for the tzavos v'nei nefesh, where the whole havaya should be one, should be answered. Some say it's a breath, but most rishonim seem to disagree with that opinion. All right. Now, some of the customs of the Shoyat sitting in Shorosh standing, the most famous Sfarim had that. Although they were just the most one quoted, based on the Zohar, Ashkenazim had the minute to put everything on Ba'uma. Right, it's the famous Magen Avraham. So whenever there's a Machlokas, the Zohar and the Gemara, you follow the Gemara. When there is no conflict, so we just follow the Zohar. But that's like I told you before, you can't say you're obligated to follow the Zohar, and not required to know about it, so you can't be obligated to keep it. But at the same time, there are those who have, many of them become very customary, and of course, minig should certainly be attuned to try to keep it as best as possible. Right, also true. Shouldn't go against the people doing around you, that's also true. Okay. If in the middle of the day you took it off, put them on again, to make another bracha, if they went out of place, they make another bracha. Not everyone agrees to this is manazir. Rambam says the machlokas, if you move them and have them on to put them back, the machlokas, the machlokas says yes, and Rambam says no. I believe Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is quoted, if I'm not mistaken, someone to Shmir Shabbos of all places, that was manazir, the only way to fill it during the davening, that even if it fell off by mistake, to the side, if you got bumped off to the side, you would not make a new bracha. I believe it's taken by Tiffany, by Talis. But if the only way of doing the davening, you should not make another bracha and so off. I'm not mistaken. You didn't go to the bathroom, by the way, he says. One second. If you didn't go to the bathroom, you have to take it falling off, and the mechavis to make a bracha. Could be even longer than that. I'm not sure. I don't remember that. That's right. Yeah? Right, go ahead. Yeah, I'll leave them off. I'll throw off the roof. Okay. Now, when do you take off your film? So the Machaber says not before the Kedusha of Volatil. The Ramos Alpi Kabbalah, not before three Kedusha and four Kadesha. That's the lesson we have over here in the Ramos. So it should be three Kadesha and four Kedusha. Baruch was considered one, and then Kedusha, and Krishma, then Kedusha Shmon Esrei, and Kedusha Lomitzim. Three Kadesha and Achatzi Kaddish. Everything before that, what before that? Oh, we're on. Yeah, we do it after everything is over. After everything is over. That's what we should do. Now, Rosh Chodesh, or before Musaf. Interesting challenge, Paskin, when before Musaf? What? Talk what?
After
Josh says we shouldn't talk after Kaddish. Who says that, Mr. Brewer?
Yeah.
You?
Not here,
somewhere else. Somewhere else. Isn't Shiloh over here in... Oh, no, you're right. Well, the mission there.
dressing.
Yeah.
Took him aside.
Don't be calling me.
Afterwards. Okay. Good from she. All right. Yeah. Simit Balvana first is only one fila, so Yada Sharosh, you make it, put it on, and you make a bracha. If it's only Shayada Balvania, if it's Sharosh, we have the meaning of doing both, Ramon, not if anyone. hole, whatever. Something is wrong to have a git around, it's not correct, it's a chatitza. Whatever tzvah your sefer gives you, that's all you use those tzvahs. Go to a good sefer, that's all you do. Make sure he does something very good. In fact, the law of life here does not mean that he knows the law of the tzvah, right? That doesn't mean that he's got it, unfortunately. You have to know, the best thing is your ability to get something which is proper. Depends how it's done. I won't go into that. Well, also, it's a question of the rabbinic ashkenaz of tzfaris. You know, there's two ways of putting on tefillin, which is called ashkenaz of tzfaris, in terms of which way you wrap, right? Which way you pull, it's all the same thing. Tzfarim, like this, going out, correct? Avi, what is that you? And the tzfarim is also tzidim, as it to go out. And nusach ashkenaz is to go in. So the Tzvarim will pull out this way, and the Yud will be pulled towards the Bayit. Ashkenaz will pull in this way, and the Yud is being pulled every day away from the Bayit. So they have a bigger problem than the Yud of the Chaos in this Kashkan. It should not be a Chatzitza, it's very important. Chatzitza, you should be careful about your t-shirt, your shirt, you shouldn't get underneath, you have to be careful. You think you put it on, and all of a sudden you thought, there's something underneath it. That's a serious question. punches right, but he writes lefty and he eats lefty. You know, his right hand is stronger, but his left hand is more skillful. So what he goes to circle him there. But for the Rambo, no question. He puts the tefillin on the right hand because you write with your left hand. Sure. What about the father of Bechaber, the Pashas? You should say, since your right hand is stronger, you should put it on the left hand. They want the Bechaber, you want the perhaps not so pushy. If you look carefully in the Rishonim, talk about the issue, you find they speak about the Mishnah. We're even close. If Siva has no Miley, he says over here. As Lina bought a robe on Maitin, you find the majority of the Maitin. Majority. If you're measuring brute strength, it's impossible to speak about a majority. What's majority? The fact that the Mishnah Berurah considers Rov Meiser indicates that perhaps even the other opinion, which discounts writing as any special category, would say it depends upon the majority of the deeds that you do, the actions that you do, that indicates that dexterity is critical for those who spend their life and their time doing dexterous things, not doing brute strength things. In other words, in the olden days, people were farmers, with physical labor, plowing, and all kinds of things like that. The strength, brute strength, that was everything. So for those people, the stronger hand was it. However, today, most of us, I look around me, are not going to agricultural school, or to weightlifting school, or to boxing school. But I'd rather going to be doctors, lawyers, accountants, businessmen, where they're going to use their brains and maybe the word processors and maybe other types of skills which do not require brute strength. So then you can argue that even the other parts can, we don't say depends upon writing necessarily, but today we very use brute strength very little. What do you use brute strength for? To open a jar that's tight, so you know, that'll use a stronger hand. So other than that, board. What else? Everything is just serious. What are you good friends for today? Not to hit somebody, not to stop. Sorry. But it could be that even the other person might agree with Rana Zed. You follow the hand that you write with, not because of writing so much, because it's the more dexterous thing. Yes? Sometimes even eating is by itself. Yeah, could be that between writing and eating and brushing your teeth, a few other things of this nature. That could be really well mindful. Okay, that's what I thought. So critical put the song with someone who's right hand. Because the boy's not the strong hand, but maybe even the Mechaber would agree the other day his mouth to go up. And you want the whole thing to top should fit in the bottom half. For most of us, it's very difficult. You have to do weightlifting. If you do a lot of weightlifting with the left hand and it starts down over here, but then maybe it's possible. But I don't know if people do the way this. What do you do? There's a couple of options. One is to get small tefillin. They have this now new verb. Yeah, small tefillin so real. Yeah, I'm big tefillin so real. So that's the mic. New equivalent. Others, we understand that the tefillin so yeah, it does have to be so big because they're four separate boxes. Whereas the tefillin shayah is one, it can really make it much smaller. It became a mimic to make it the same size. Why? And they're right, there's no reason for it. So it sounds like it's a good chumrah. I mean, I don't want to make it more thorough, but it sounds like it's not fair. Or what you could do is, you know, try to get them, you know, try to get it mostly on the bottom half, but you say it's not marking, because after all, the Bechaber didn't quote it. The Goyen said it's a mistake, basically, that there are more misinterpreted, it really means this side as opposed to this side. Can't put on the forearm, the Shimusha Rabba. So, try to do the best you can, a lot of experimentation. You probably can just barely squeeze it, you know, in the bottom half. To measure it, you measure yourself with a ruler, and take some ink, you know, put a tattoo, I don't even put a silver cock, what you said about, no? Put a sign of where exactly the midpoint is, and make sure it's very hard to... That may not be good according to the Rambam. It's the pashtet of the entire thing on the lower hair, the pashtet. Mr. Brewer did point that as a problem. Okay. He says it's better to go higher than lower because the raw creeps in the Rambam, and lower is certainly no good. Question, what do you mean low? What do you mean when the muscle starts? What does that mean? And you put your hand to it. So where is it? You have your elbow, and there's a little, tendon, is that what you call it? Which is divided by the, over here by the elbow, right? Over here. And how many fingers up do you have to go? Your own fingers before the muscle starts to go up. It depends on where it's placed. If your hand is like this, then it starts very early, right? The 1-2 fingers, it's up. If you go like this and flex it, so you're a normal guy, not a weightlifter, so you can probably fit your 3 or 4 fingers before it, it starts to go up. You know, it's start to use. But it just sort of flattens out until it goes up. So it's a question of the way you've got to count it. And every finger counts, they say it's just within an inch of another inch, but every inch is important. Yeah, right. No, for everybody. For everybody, that's the problem. If you tell them how to be machbel like the Ramah, and you won't be able to say, oh, that's the Mishnah Berurah's deal. The next choice is at least to go up here, and even if you go too far up, be machbel if it's gold or if it's covered. Some of the customs of Dabka covering it. From the sleeve over it, they even have these boxes, the box that holds in the boxes. I mean, all kinds of different customs, yeah. No, the towel should not cover the film. The towel's over your head, you can stop before it gets to the film. Look at the pictures of the building gone. They're all that way. It's not going to the film, yeah. Right. I understand it. Don't take it off. Leave it on. Different types. You make a hole, that's what I was supposed to be a show. Alright. When you take off your film, you take off the film, Sharosh, first. Why? Because man she ben enepa you stay. Again, when you put the film back in, you should put them in a way that you'll hit the film so yad before the shirosh. You get the right order. Otherwise, you have to be ma'avah l'mitzvah. You can't reverse the order over here. It's not like the film. So some have the customer putting the shirosh in and the shoyad on top. So the other way they make the film is that it's impossible. They put side by side. As long as you know, every single day you put the shayat on one side, rush the other side. Doesn't matter which way. You know when you're in your sleep, which often it is. In the morning, you just reach in, you always hit the, you have to show you out first, because you know exactly where you, which way you're doing it. Huh? As long as you reach in every single day and you get the shayat, so the bottom will pull out this way, and the yud will be pulled towards the bottom. Ash doesn't pull in this way, and the yud is being pulled every day away from the Bible. So they have a bigger problem than the middle of the house in this class. Huh? That's what I mean. It should not be a chatzitza, it's very important. Chatzitza, you should be careful about the your t-shirt, your shirt, you shouldn't get underneath, you have to be careful. You think you put it on and all of a sudden you thought, there's something underneath it. That's a serious question of chatzitza. And shell rose, the yarmulke. Pretend the yarmulke is tiny. Wear a proper yarmulke according to the post, which is the cover the robe of Rosh, okay? And a problem with the tefillin to make sure that they've been underneath the there's also a problem. The Shabur has a very interesting line about it here. We'll get to it. I'm going to say it now. Okay. The Ra Alai Amaitis, quoting from the Maska Sheker. Should also now notion should be gobbling below a saying that a chuk will vad you dare shakat the gaiva. Considered a matter of arrogance and conceit. Yes, for Isra Banacha Tfilin. The cave of the Gedolim Harbe Lechel and Neymar Buhaina with the style of a Hosism. An incredible chumra. If you have a lot of hair, you can't say that's the normal way of growth, and therefore the hair itself is a chatit. Lani is daiti. Come with a positive experiment. So, yeah. I wake up at that hour of the morning. I mean, forget it. So let me be a friend again, that's for sure. The film should not be put on at night because you may fall asleep. If you pass the meeting, you can allow those months, will it? But if you fall asleep, it's Shemi Yafiyah for him. So definitely shouldn't put him on at night. If you have to get go early in the morning, you can put it on earlier. And once you're up, not afraid you're going to be fall asleep, because you're on your way out, the postman said. different patterns over here. The Moshe's the famous children, when they had these all year long daylight saving time, there was an issue of...
Hello.
Wow. Yeah. So most of us don't have to early in the morning, don't have a problem. At night is no problem. The only thing I have a problem at night is Kishabov. So I made it for us in the afternoon. The passage, the chatkilah, you should get off before Shkia. But if you don't, then it's not so bad because if you already had it on, you can leave it on, the whole sugya and then bait and then nothing. Once it's on, you can leave it on. So let's try that. I'm talking about any shadows I finished before. Shkia. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know there's no tefillin. The Machaber goes as far as says, oh, Yom Tov, not a chassid. It's a machlokes. If you have to rely on this mekula, you should not make a bracha. Take a lahaniyach to the Machaber. That's a big time of tupay. The pashas of tupay can be considered a chassid. The pashas, I can't see a reason why not. Unless they had a new shadow now, you had a shadow longer. They take care and they transfer. Whatever else they call it. A transfer, which is mamish, is put into the scalp. And it stays there and made us in shadow. But Pasha, that's not considered a chassid. That's part of you now. Okay. Part of you is part of you. You made it part of you. Yeah. That's part of you. I have a shadow. I'm not kidding. But the wig is a serious question. Okay. On the two also on the show well. So Yad, not past the, not by the Greek. A lefty, any lefties here? Wow. Okay, good. So a lefty puts on fill on his right hand. No, but it's clear, no question about it. The problem is that many lefties are partial lefties. Partial lefties, you know, from the baseball season, right? So there's those who bat left to throw right, and there's also bat right to throw left. What kind of thing? What does that mean? Let's go into more minor beats. So I have to read them. Halfway, half somewhere. That's all. Finish. What can we do? You do not have your own power to establish. Some of them, they sit in different rooms until after Hollow. I don't know if you accomplish anything with that. Maybe some activities are unsuspected, but in Halakha, I don't know if you get anything. Same shul, same everything. The thing is, you're in a shul where no one wears stones, you are not allowed to wear stones. You're going to the Stop My Best Marriage. No, really. Right next to the bubble. You can't, you're not allowed to wear stones. You go into Yek, Mr. Best Marriage, you're down in Glory, you're not allowed to not wear stones. So you just dive it elsewhere, that's all. I don't get stuck, so I don't know. Well, both done. If I may, I'm going to skip Lama Bay for the moment. We'll see how far I'm come back to it. I don't know if I will. Lama Bay is how you make the syllabus. I don't understand exactly why they put this on the syllabus. But unless they want you to become a sofa. But let's... all right. Lama Dalit is yes, no. No. Because Kol HaMoed is something you don't have to wear at all. Where it's rasher, that's it. Enough. I ain't it. But the Shkodesh is different. It's a big question about Kolokos Rasher at a time. What's the standard of filming? Kaddish for a small, Kaddish for a Tiviyaka Shmabai of Shemoa, which is the Seder with the witness of the Torah, Shidus Rashi. And at a time of Havayas for Emta, Kaddish for a Tiviyaka of Shemoa Shma. So the meaning always like Rashi. The Rei Shemayim should have two sets of tefillin, and you should have a bit of time to fill in. It gives you all the details of how you do it, this way, not the other way. But then the Chabad says, Lo yasa ken elamisha mubzakum a person b'chassidus. Now, is chassidus with a small chest or with a capital chest? That's a big question. Capital chest is easy to do, but a small chest, that's much tougher. So in my opinion, if those of us who are not chassidim with a capital chest, I have to wait until the chassidim with a small chest. That's a couple of years old. Right? So, I understand. Okay. So that's the major panel we call Merzi Piyuara. What does Merzi Piyuara mean? A person, you know, it looks like he's trying to show off his swimmer, his tzadik, etc. I'll quote one of the Gedolim, but somebody asked him, you know, Rebbe, do you think I should put on tefillin because he's trying to Merzi Piyuara? He's looking and says, no. It's you are a mamish. Yeah. Lamed Zion. Okay. As we mentioned before, it should be on all day, but we're on Gufnaki, so we don't have them on all day anymore. A cotton for the same reason. Usually the skin of other mitzvahs, but we don't have skin of other cotton for the same reason. We're afraid of the Shabbos of Gufnaki, which we do not have. So we usually nowadays put on tefillin daft at the bar mitzvah, or some say a month before, or 2 months before, or 3 months before, as the case may be. Sometimes a stomach ache and he can't control himself, the gas comes out of the knee, puts it to him, can't help him. Women are part of it as man drama. Says the Ramah, famous Ramah heard around the world. You have a vast deal, you'll see this is a hot topic. That if a woman wants to put on tefillin, you are supposed to protest and stop her from doing so. Why? Because she needs gufnaki. Vidnashim and drizos lizar, the Mishnah Berurah. So they'll explain. Doesn't mean women are less vigorous than men. It means none of us is vigorous. So we have no burial, we have no choice. We have to wait till they have a chiyu. But they're also sure said, if women have an alternative, they shouldn't wait till. They're taking a chance for no reason. So nizdin aveiros, as the Rishon of Kodesh. Taking a chance. Why take a chance if you're not high? The Pulse can say. What about Iran? So it took that even the other person might agree with Rana Zeb. He filed the hand that you write with, not because of writing so much, because it's the more dexterous thing. Yes. Sometimes even eating is by itself. Yeah, could be that between writing and eating and brushing your teeth. Brush your teeth, and a few other things of this nature. That could be anything wrong with my experience. Okay, that's what I thought. So typical put the song in someone's writing. Because the boy's not the strong hands, but maybe even the Machaber would agree the other day his man is that rap. Okay. If you have a wound, if a bandage is a problem, it's a chatzitza. But there could be the chatzitza, depending where the wound, where the bandage is. If it's anywhere down here, believe the elbow's nothing. If it's up here, you can still try to find a place. Can't you can. Something for the head, if you have a cast or those other problems, you can't put it on. So, you can't, it's tough. So you only put on the other one, that's all. No. How long there were two, I'm not going to go into it. I hope the slave told you a crush repair. You put 6 or 7 pounds around here, clothes, and, where do you put the special roach? Next thing. It starts with the hairline. That means the entire tefillin, everything, has to be above the hairline where it is or was, right? That's where it has to be. Until Sof Mokom Shemoko Shotinok Rofeis. What does that mean? Huh? Soft style. When a child is born, you feel his head is very soft, and even in your head, you can feel a little something or other. And it goes pretty high up. It goes just about at the top where, almost to like really the midpoint of the head. I mean, you can go quite a way back. So I recommend to Talmidim, if there's doubt, just pull the stone higher up. Right. So today's body, you pull it higher up. You don't have to be with Thompson for the very last minute of the hair, and you go pull down too far, you're no good. So pull up a little, an inch, half an inch higher, just to make sure. That's a safer way to go. Where should the Kesher Shel Rosh in the back be? Says the Mechaber, the Mala Ba'oret. What does it mean, the Mala Ba'oret? What does it mean? The Sofa Gulgolet, with Neged Aponim, and not Neged Hagoron. It should be the Mala Men Aguma. So what does that mean?
Has to be here.
With a star end, right? And above the place where there's a real, there's a indentation. I should be opposite the face, not opposite the throat. I mean, if you draw a line straight over here, it's going here, it's going to be higher than that. Where the hair is growing, for sure, not where there is no hair. Whatever you can. The main thing is it should be set straight. You know, it shouldn't be, if you do it too high up, you don't have enough, you know, circumference to keep it in right. So that's an important consideration. Okay. The black has to be outside, in the case of the sewers. That's very important. Tefillin shemosh have to be exposed. And so, yeah, there are muslims that shouldn't be marked with if it's exposed or if it's covered. Some of the custom of daps are covering it. Put the sleeve over it, some even have these boxes, the box that holds in the box. So there's all kinds of different customs, yeah? No, towels should not cover the throne. Towels over your head, you can stop before it gets to the throne. Look at the pictures of the building gone. They're all that way. It's not going to the throne, yeah. Right. I understand it. Don't take it off. Leave it on. Different customs. You make a hole, that's somehow supposed to be a throne. All right. When you take off your throne, you take off the throne shorosh first. Why? Because manchi ben enecha yiyu shtayim. Again, when you put the tefillin back in, you should put them in a way, you'll hit the tefillin shoyad before the shorosh. You get the right order. Otherwise, you have to be ma'avar l'mitzvah. You can't reverse the order over here. It's not like the tefillin. So some have the custom of putting the shorosh in and the shoyad on top. So the way they make the tefillin is that it's impossible. They put side by side. As long as you know, every single day you put the shoyad on one side and the other side. It doesn't matter which way. You know when you're in your sleep, which you often it is. In the morning, you just reach in, you always hit the, you have to show your eyes first, because you know exactly where you, which way you're doing it. Huh? Whichever it is, as long as you reach in every single day and you get the show your eyes first, it's such a habit by now, you don't even think which side you show your eyes. I don't know, you go in, I get it. You all know. So that's, whichever way you do it, it's okay. I kiss the film when I put it on. When you take off its film, there's no bracha. Why? What's the hobby to make a bracha? Lishma chuko. In my rabbi, they made a bracha when they took off their film. Why lishma chuko? Because that's what the bracha which is made when you take off its film, which is called the chok, which matters a chuka, goes from the wada. If you hold lila, it's lab man tefillin. They take off its film before night, but shmira is a chok. So you used to make a bracha in my rabbi, in the Eretz Yisrael. Today, we don't have that business at all. We hold most of them have a manstone. Anyway, there is a remnant to it in davening. He says, "Shenishma kuketha b'olam hazeh," which is at the end of the volatian. And some of the original custom, where they didn't wait for the last parish, they would take the tefillin at that point. And the shkadesh, the rabbi suggests, take it off. "Shenishma kuketha b'olam hazeh." That's the remnant to the bracha lishma kuk. When is the earliest thing to put on tefillin? Mishayakel. When is mishayakel? Look at the chart. We have to leave for the chart. The big machlok is when it is, okay, the suspicion also. But Moshe is one of the brachos, the biggest machma. He said that in the average day, it depends upon the day, if it's clear, if it's cloudy, if it's another kid. Because if it's the yake, depends upon, it's about 35 minutes before sunrise. That's it. But Henkin and other kids, an hour before sunrise, or more. So you have a tremendous variance in when the yake is. You want to do an experiment? Got to find a friend you don't know too well. It's almost a positive experiment. So, yeah, I wake up at that hour in the morning, I just forget it. So let me be a friend again, that's for sure. The film should not be put on at night because you may fall asleep. If you pass the week, then Lila's man fill it. But you can fall asleep, and some of you have to be out for him. So definitely you shouldn't put him on at night. If you have to go early in the morning, you can put it on earlier, and once you're up, you're not afraid you're going to be fall asleep, because you're on your way out, the postman say. Different customs over here. Much of the famous children, when they had the four-year-long daylight savings time, there was an issue of... Excuse me? Hello. Excuse me. So most of us don't get up too early in the morning, don't have a problem. At night, it's no problem. The only thing I have a problem at night is about.
You know what I mean? It's still in the afternoon.
The pashas, the chatilas, you should get off before shir. But if you don't, then it's not so bad, because if you already had it on, you can leave it on, the whole sugya, and then baste it, and then nothing. Once it's on, you can leave it on. So let's try that. I've done a lot of the shadows to finish before. Shkia. Shabbos and Yom Tov, we know there's no tefillin. The Mechaber goes as far as it's also in the Yechzol. Not so clear in the Gemara, it's also. The Mechaber is an also. It's an oath, there's the Zuzel, the other oath. What about Chol HaMoed? It says the Mechaber is the famous, the Mechaber says, awesome. Awesome. The Chol HaMoed is also an oath. Some say Chol HaMoed is five and trillion. Shame, nausea, because we was ill and equal to void, and to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha for Chol HaMoed. Mr. Wilson, don't make a bracha, because it's something bracha for us. You all know that the minig of Chassidim is to follow the Mechaber, and the Torah follows the Mechaber. That's why in Eretz Yisrael, we have that coalition that you're talking about. Everyone follows the Mechaber. No one puts on Tzilin in Eretz Yisrael and you got to be the first people who got to Eretz Yisrael worthy. You got to see them and the Tzvadim, and then the Talmidei Hadra, and the plain regular Ashkenazim came to where they couldn't get in. And that's where no one puts on Tzilin in Eretz Yisrael. In America, we do put on Tzilin in many places, others don't. The time of low, kids go to do the Mishnah Berurah and speak to that. Well, daughters, you shouldn't have two different people doing different things in the same shul. My opinion, if you look carefully, Moses go to his wife and burn him out to Hashem okay, but there shouldn't be fights. And he is daiku. The world tries to impose his will on an average, typical shul. I'm not talking about a Jewish shul that no one lets go, or a Yekka shul that everyone lets go, but the average shul, the young Israel or whatever, Sama shul, you insist everyone, if it does or does not wear, you'll have a much bigger fight than you will if you just let it be. And therefore, my idea is that you just let it be. So that's what we do. Half wear, half don't wear, that's all finished. What we do is not, you're not the only power to establish. So they sit in different rooms until after Hallow. I don't have any problem with any of that. Maybe people's sensitivities are on the spectrum, but how left we don't begin everything. Same shul, same everything. If you're in a shul where no one wears stones, you are not allowed to wear stones. You're going to the top of this marriage. No, really. Right, you can't, you're not allowed to wear stones. You go into Yek, Mr. Mace Medish, you're down in Glory, you're not allowed to not wear stones. So you just dive it elsewhere, that's all. I don't get stuck, so I don't like it. Both sides. If I may, I'm going to skip Lama Bates for the moment. We'll see if I'm going to come back to it. I don't know if I will. Lama Bates, how you make fillers. So much to understand exactly why they put this on these syllabus. That's what they want you to become a sofa. Even when your parents said the same position of tone. Always. Whenever you go anywhere with tone, say those three words first. It has to be done with shalom. And they say the card, you do something to fix it up, you know, whatever. Always say those words, it's very important. You don't realize it sometimes. Right. Tying your sister. The shame what? Not to do that, because have no producer, you can put on that. The shame mitzvah sister. Like when you make your mat, the same mat as mitzvah. It doesn't take kedushas mat. Here, there's not much kedusha. Anybody ever says a mitzvah. They have to have it in the shmoy to say it for prayer. Ain't nothing on it. Stay with your own. But he added it, the person thought it didn't say it. That's already a question. Okay. Now, there are major issues which come up from time to time. If it was originally a mukaf drill, then the ink ran, or it was a hole. So again, I can't just, you know, to go through this dinner now is really hopeless. There's so many intricacies and details about what the dinner is in this case and that case. But there are some cases you should know. We call in an expert from the outside. He's called a Tino Kulo Tachon Velo Tipesh. I'll tell you, I had a case I got in my own shul. We had a Sefer Torah many years ago. And there was a shadow raised that there was the two words were so close to each other that it looked like one run-on word. Right? So how can you tell that? It's a judgment call. I called my son, remember I called Moshe him at the time, my son Moshe, who was then, I don't know, 5 years old, I don't know what it was, a young boy, I don't know how old he was. I said, Moshe, how many words are in this line? He
said 8. It's supposed to be 9. With the guy from the outside, away. So, you know, that was our, I don't want to insult her, but at that time, he was feeling below Chacham below Tifa. She was a teacher. He knew how to count the number of the words. So, because he said the wrong number, that indicated the fact that he was right. I also thought it was possible, because I wasn't on top of positive. It's so hard to see the. That's why, by the way, one of the main problems. Skin another mitzvah, but we don't have skin, but it's possible the same reason.